in a minute, as we're joined now by Broncos captain John Martin. And John, first, just your thoughts on the hockey game today.
I know it was a really good game. The guys played really good, and you know, we kept our composure. You know, usually in the third periods we kind of struggle, but we kept our composure and scored a few more. Watts got a shorthanded goal, so you know, it was really good.
Did you bring your truck tonight? Because there's a lot of hardware you took home after the end of the game.
Yeah, the truck's here.
Good. But no, you had a wonderful game, and the crunch of the game was pretty much a no-brainer. You want to set that up? How did you walk through that hit? Because you really did sort of give him a good shot, and a good clean hit, yeah.
Yeah, I was just skating down the boards, and, you know, he turned back up the boards towards me, and I thought he would have jumped out of the way, but I caught him clean, so it was good.
Yeah, good job.
Is that, you know, you talked after you signed your contract that as you get set to go play pro hockey, you feel like that's really got to be the way you make your first impact when you get up to the pro level?
Yeah, for sure. You know, playing like that, it gains a lot of respect from your teammates and you know, staff and stuff like that. So that's something I really got to focus on.
Now, Joel mentioned the awards. We didn't actually count them, but there was a pile for you today, including a couple that I'm sure mean a lot, your teammates voting for you and the coaching staff voting for you, and being a team MVP. What does it mean to you to get that kind of respect from this organization?
Yeah, it's an honor. Like, you know, it's not much I can say except it's an honor. You know, it means a lot that my coaches and my peers think of me like that. So it's awesome.
So when you got traded to Swift Current, and I mean, did you have any envision of yourself becoming a top goal scorer and that kind of opportunity? What was your role sort of in your mind going to be, and then how long did it take you to realize that it's going to switch?
Yeah, not at all. I've talked about it before. You know, I came in here, I thought I was going to have to fight for a spot kind of thing. I didn't know how many 20s they had. You know, I kind of thought I was going to pick up where I left off in Kootenay, just a third guy kind of role, an older player, just leading by example kind of thing.
Looking at the experience you've had here, and you know, of course, we're hoping that's not the last game you'll play, and that you guys are going to be able to fight your way in. But now that this is your last regular season game at the Credit Union Iaplex, how do you reflect on your time in Swift Current specifically?
It's been great. You know, not just the hockey side of it, but you know, I learned a lot about myself as a player and as a person. So it'll always be a special place.
Your wrist shot is really hard. Did you guys ever gauge on your team who's got the hardest wrist shot? Or do you guys get the radar gun out ever to see who's got the hardest wrist shot? But I mean, my goodness, that shot has been really zipping into the top corner on a regular basis. And you must work on that extra or else do some weights or something. What do you do to get your wrist shot so hard?
Yeah, no radar gun. That'd be fun, though, for sure, just to see hardest shot and stuff like that. But, yeah, you know, I'd like to do a little bit upper body and, you know, kind of really take time and practice after practice and focusing on that shot from, you know, hash marks all over the ice like that.
All right, now, the mentality of the group here in this situation, you've been through this before, but it's to the point now where you can't lose and Edmonton can't win for you to make the playoffs, and you know how long a shot that is, but that said, it's a short period of time, and a lot can happen in a short period of time. So what are you guys thinking? How are you feeling as a team right now heading into this situation?
Yeah, you know, like you said, kind of going to have to need a miracle here. But, you know, even if we are out, we're not going to change the way we play. It's not over till it's over. So we're just going to really focus on doing the right things, having the good habits, playing the same way. You know, we can't get down. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. We just got to keep going forward.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is John Martin, Swift Current Broncos captain, who was team MVP and a whole lot more in the postseason awards tonight after the Broncos won their final regular season home game by a 4-1 score over the Prince Albert Raiders. Continuing.